99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello and welcome to Radio this beautiful Friday afternoon. We call it, oh, what a week. Oh, what a week. So, yeah, I want to believe that your week has been rewarding in more ways than one. I want to believe that you've been happy. You have pursued the adventure and the responsibility of your lives with a dignity, truth. You have been good at it. You have done all things in good conscience, and you have prayed for your country, and you're willing to defend it if necessary. Oh, well, yeah. So I woke up this morning, and then we hear that fuel price is not what it was yesterday. And maybe it's, I think sometimes you think about being Nigerian and then you wonder if it can be better, how? Because it doesn't quite appear that what and how it can become better is anywhere within sight. It doesn't quite yet appear. So yeah, maybe we can say, oh yeah, 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 it's getting better. Don't worry, if we do this and we do that, then this would happen. We don't quite see it like that. Reverse is the case, where you wake up and something new has been sprung on you, and you have to take it as a good Nigerian, a noble one for that matter. And if you can, try not to complain. But then maybe not complaining is not necessarily what I dare say to you, because it's probably a harder reality. No, I want your phone. You know, it's probably a harder reality than what you intended, what you dreamed, what you hoped for. So this very same morning, March 12, it's also, so there is a sequel to, you know, the publication in the news about the increase in petrol price. But then also, this morning is another report that suggests that something has been done about it. Now, what this means is what we hope would play out in society between today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and hopefully we can have an actual conversation about this, an in-depth conversation about this on Monday. But this is worthy of note, even though it's Friday and we're really trying to recap our most interesting conversations. But interestingly, this didn't quite make it to our plate this week. We didn't talk about fuel this week, but it's in the news and it's really, really worth looking at. Now, the PPPRA makes a U-turn, deletes template announcing petrol price increase. So here is what the news reports. According to The Punch, in the wake of the outrage that greeted the increase in the price of premium motor spirits, also known as petrol, the Petroleum Products Pricing Regulatory Agency on Friday deleted an earlier published template announcing that the new price of petrol has reached 212.6 naira a litre. All right. The deletion came hours after the agency published the template on its website, and after Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation insisted that there was no increment in the ex-depot price of petrol. The ex-depot price is the price at which the product is sold by the NNPC to marketers at the depot. Now, according to the now-deleted templates, which the PPPRA released at midnight, petrol is expected to sell at a lower retail price of 209 naira point 61 kobo, of course. So that's 209 naira 61 kobo. We can actually approximate that. It's like 210 naira. All right. Now, at the and that's an upper retail price. So hold on, let me quickly recap that so you don't miss it. It was said, it reports that the now deleted template released midnight, petrol is expected to sell at a lower retail price of 209 naira 60 kobo, and at an upper retail price of 212 naira 61 kobo. Nigerian marketers usually use the upper band for pump price. The expected ex-depot price, as seen in the template, is 206 naira 42 kobo, while the landing cost is 189 naira 61 kobo. Now, with the ex-depot price standing at 206 naira 42 kobo per litre, the March template, now deleted, showed that the landing cost for petrol per litre is 189 naira 61 kobo. This, I mean, I think it's safe to assume that there would be an increment. Now, I think we're dealing with what exactly would be the outcome, given now that a template is deleted, given the fact that meetings probably are being held behind closed doors, and Nigerians would have to experience this to really know what the implication of this is. And that's really the part I hold on to. That's the part I'm waiting for. The cost of this on the life of the average Nigerian, the implication of this on the life of the average Nigerian. I have a friend right now in traffic. She called me up this morning. Bless her heart. She is not happy. She's probably one of the many Nigerians out there not happy about the way things are happening, about the fact that it gets a little stressful. I mean, the more you hope and wait for this vision, this new Nigeria, the dawning of a new Nigeria, the more it appears that it's nowhere within a horizon. So we don't know whether more prayers need to be done or maybe some actual work needs to be done. Okay. I think right now you pretty much may be in traffic, have been to the petrol station, and maybe even queuing up for petrol. I want this conversation to wait and just, you know, simmer a little bit. Off on a break. We'll be right back.
Oh, what a week.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side with Joyce. And yes, I'm thinking about the implication of this on the life of the average Nigerian. I think this affects everyone. We've been Nigerian long enough to know once, you know, petrol price goes up, everyone gets affected. The rich, the poor, those who are alive. I think only dead people don't have any stress from this country. Like, only you have to be dead to not necessarily feel. Someone said to me, Joyce, look, I really think it's getting expensive staying alive. I'm like, it's not like you're suicidal. He's like, no, I'm just calculating the cost of staying alive, and it's expensive. I thought it was funny. We actually did laugh about it. And then you think about it, and that's the truth. So, look, I have my assistant in the studio. I want to ask her what traffic was like on her way to work. So, oh, hi, how are you?
Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. So how is traffic on your way to work? I hear traffic is actually bad.
Yes. Coming from Surulere was okay until I got to VI, and then I saw this really, really long queue coming to the office today, and I was like, what's happening? And then I remembered, okay, Ford is going to sell at 212 from, okay. Is it Monday or from today? I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Monday.
So I think people actually already panic buying.
Yeah, panic buying.
So do
definitely.
You suppose that the traffic pretty much must have been as a result of...
Oh, definitely. The queue was really long.
Oh, was it a queue or it was traffic?
The queue was long and it caused traffic.
Oh.
So it was like, it was a ripple effect.
Yeah, a ripple effect. Okay, because my friend is telling me that the VGC area is practically blocked. So I don't know how... I think I know how. It's that I don't have the strength. 99.3 Nigeria Info. And here we hear, according to the now deleted template, if the landing cost is about 189 Naira, then chances are we can no longer necessarily hold on to the possibility of buying fuel at 162 Naira. I'm assuming that between now and Monday, this particular conversation can gain some flesh, and certainly we can earn realities based on the interaction of Nigerians with the purchasing of petrol, whether for their generator, for their business, whatever it is. We'll have just enough time this weekend to see how this plays out. Then Monday, we'll go into the conversation, all right? Okay. Now, that is something put on a back burner. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Let's talk about the fact that vaccines all around the world are maybe the biggest story still. But this time around, if you remember, on Monday, yeah, we had the privilege of having two doctors in the studio help make sense of our biases, our fears when it comes to vaccines. For me, I had a particular concern. Yeah, and maybe I can try see if I can paraphrase that real quick. I hope you didn't miss Monday, because you would have been able to deduct my concern. The fact that, one, even though that question was came up, I think I put that question at number 8, the question of how many vaccines do the average Nigerian kid get? You know, if you give birth to a child in Nigeria today, how many vaccines do they get? If you gave birth to a child in America today, how many vaccines do they get? And the Nigerian kid gets 7 different vaccines. Then the doses, I'm not necessarily sure. If you're a doctor listening, you can help us with the doses on average that the Nigerian child would get. And I compare that to the CDC published number of vaccines the average American kid has to get between 0 to 18 years. And we counted about 16 or 17 different vaccines and 70 doses. About 16 vaccines and 70 doses. And then came the conversation about the possible effects of that. So I tried to understand how the vaccine works, and bless the doctors, they did try to help us understand how the vaccine works. Your body is by nature, as created by God, built to defend itself against virus. What the vaccine does is help boost your body's ability to fight virus, basically put. Yeah. So pretty much the vaccine in your body is helping charge, or is helping give more strength, or generating more soldiers in your body to help combat a virus or a bacteria, something like that. You get it. So first, the question is, if my body naturally is able to deal with a bacteria, say a virus, why do I need a vaccine? That's one. So that's the question doctors have to answer, and they try to answer that on Monday. That's one necessary question. And then I try to compare what could be, say, the side effect. So hold on a second before I go into that. When you get a vaccine, what the vaccine does is tinker with your immune system. That's what it does. Your immune arrangement. Because it latches on to the T cells, the B cells, which normally help, which create antibodies, and they form soldiers and fight the virus. And science has been great in our lives, we can tell. I'm not saying that, you know, vaccine isn't good. I'm just asking questions where I think it's necessary. I realized that America has a growing, and it's interesting when they tell you themselves that it is growing exponentially, the concern of immune issues, health conditions arising from immune issues, then I'm thinking if vaccines actually are put into your body to help your immune system, your immune structure, battle virus, in the case where there's a side effect, the consequence of something going wrong would also be an immune concern. It would be an immune problem or an immune condition. So say, let me see if I can, I don't have a medical term for it, so let me just simplify it. Let's stick to the vaccine theory. The vaccine helps your immune system fight, and you win. You get healthy, you stay alive, beautiful. In the event that goes wrong, then it would lead to an immune concern, or say a health condition as a result of your immune system not being able to defend itself. Exactly. So you have things like, and a consequence of that would be immune deficiencies, because your immune is incompetent. So they call that immunocompetence. And something that rises off the backs of that would also, or could also be called, a situation where your immune is super active, and that's where they say your immune system begins to attack itself. Or maybe your immune is not strong enough to defend itself. And that is the health condition that America has. That's like their biggest concern right now when it comes to health, particularly health in children. And on the CDC website, they tell you that children today will not be as healthy as their parents were yesterday. And one thing that has changed, besides the environmental factors, which certainly is a concern, would also be the number of drugs that people now take. People take more drugs today than they did back in the day. So something is worth observing, that the pattern of our lives today is not necessarily making us healthier. Particularly if we use America as, say, a backdrop upon which we can make reference. You know, if that is, say, our template of reference, then something is evident. And then in a situation where the immune system, or the inability of the immune system to defend itself, has led to the increased rate of health conditions, I thought that there should be a document, say, a scientific research on what is causing immune systems to not function as well as they should. And there is no scientific research on that. But the very work of a vaccine is to do something to your immune system. And here, a country has a growing rate of immune cases leading to chronic health conditions. And there is no health research on that. And I can't believe it. I can't believe it. It's just that. I can't believe that there is. I mean, we're cloning humans already. We're going to the Mars. We're looking for things in space. Scientists are telling us that they are building a world. They're building another world, another kind of world. They say if the Earth, explodes today, they're all going to Mars. The rich guys want to go to Mars. They're building something for themselves. And we don't know what's doing, something that close. We don't know that. So that's my personal concern. And the doctors try to say that there are different factors, but they also do agree that my concern might also hold something to it. But that, yeah, there are other factors that could also lead to your immune system not functioning as well as it should. All right. That same Monday, Austria reported a death as a result of the AstraZeneca vaccine. They say they vaccinated someone and consequentially the person died. And I thought it was just Austria. Well, I wasn't alarmed when I heard Austria had put a ban on that. But here's what the news reports today. The federal government on Thursday said Nigeria would continue to administer the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine despite its suspension by eight European countries over fear of its possible deadly side effects. Eight European countries have kind of put on hold the vaccination process. I'm going to name the countries for you. Iceland is one of it. Denmark, Norway, Austria, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg have all put it all on hold. But even interesting, they haven't reported deaths, just also helping you understand. They're not reporting deaths yet. Only Austria has reported a death. But they're saying that there are reports of blood clots. If you remember, I think it was last year when we spoke about COVID-19 and COVID-19 symptoms. One of the symptoms reported by patients, or say people who have suffered the coronavirus, people who have suffered from the virus, reported blood clot. And I did speak about that here on radio. Now, to have a vaccine that causes blood clot is also worth looking into. That's one. I remember a story where a friend of mine told me that he had gout, went to the doctor. The doctor gave him medication and he went home and was on his medication. But he, like me, went researching, on his medication, wanting to know what the medication was, how it worked, and if there were any side effects, what they were. He told me that the medication given to him specifically to fix his gout causes gout. Like, the side effect of that medication causes gout. And I was shocked. This was 10 years ago. And first of all, that was even the first time I heard, gout. And then he's 6'5", and his ankles hurt. And you can't begin to imagine a lump. You can't imagine a guy that hefty, 6'5", with hurting ankles. And then when he told me that, I didn't necessarily understand what that meant. So he told me that he has switched therapy, that he's no longer doing conventional medicine. He's having to use other means of treatment to fix the problem. When I spoke to him a few months later, he told me that his therapy was working. And I said, okay. But I still didn't understand it. Except now it would appear that something like that is happening again in our reality. Where COVID, if you had the virus today, particularly this is reports coming out of Europe, many Europeans have reported cases of blood clots as a result of their interaction or they're coming in contact with the virus. And here we hear that vaccines, some people have also reported that from taking the vaccine, they've also had a situation of their blood clotting. So that's in the news, and it's, oh, what a week. We're recapping the week. And I thought the backstory was necessary so that you see the network of idea and allow here now you have an opportunity to speak on the situation. And this is not necessarily to, you know, throw you into a fit of panic. This is that you understand the body of the information, and then as you make your decisions, that you understand the kind of decisions that you need to make and even understand why you're making those decisions. But as far as Nigeria is concerned, the federal government has said that Nigeria would continue to administer AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine despite a suspension by 8 European countries over fear of its possible deadly side effects. 0700 993 993 993. We're recapping the week. Welcome to radio. Oh yeah, and the line for our ladies, because I also, mothers, you also have to understand, you make huge decisions for your family as well, particularly for your children. So I want to know whether you've thought about vaccination and what your decision is. 01-465-7190. That would be for ladies alone. Otherwise, Nigeria Info, let's talk. Hello. How are you?
Good afternoon, Joy.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Sunday.
Welcome, Sunday.
Yeah. About this vaccine. If 10 countries have banned...
No, not 10, 8. Suspended eight. It for now.
Okay, okay.
Temporal suspension.
Absolutely. If 8 countries place a decent ban on it, then I see no reason Nigerian government should make it, you know, compulsory for everyone to
that. It's not compulsory, but they're saying that they have just enough faith to continue the rollout.
Well, so it's left for me, because whether you take it or not, if death comes, there is no way the vaccine can keep you alive.
Oh, well there's that
thing.
Part.
Yes.
Okay.
I cannot take it. And that's all.
All right.
That's it.
But speak to your doctor. I mean, they also play a role. Hello, welcome to you. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. It's Oh What a Week. We're recapping the week. First on our plate would be vaccines. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon. We're with you. What's your name? Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Joyce. My name is Okpayemi.
Okay.
I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Thank you.
I am an agronomist. I'm a plant scientist. And then in the course of my program, we're taking through the principle of genetics and breeding, crops and livestock breeding.
Uh-huh.
And some of those principles, I later found out that even in human beings, they are also applicable.
Oh, please share that with us.
We want to build resilience in our plants to become resistant or tolerant to some of these viruses that attack our crops.
Yeah.
And what we do is that when we want to breed, we allow the crops that we want to use for breeding, we subject them to the forces of the environment, the pests, the diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of our crops on the field that manages to, you know, survive those harsh conditions are the one that we will now select for our breeding purposes. That this one has shown promise to have withstood, has also resisted the virus among, you know, the crops we planted. So we use that. For that crop, this particular one to have shown that promise, that means there is something within it,
mm-hmm,
that confides that privilege. The same thing in human beings. Look at the children that were born in Ikoyi and those of us that grew up in Ikorodu. We play with sand. We lick sand while we're growing up. Those are the things that they consider taboo. And what we do as a child playing inside sand, there are bacteria, there are fungi, there are pathogens in the soil that we put in our mouth. When those things enter into our system, we are inoculating our body to recognize that there is a foreign thing in our body for our body to develop a form of defense against it.
Uh-huh.
Those who are on the island don't have that privilege. You understand?
Yeah.
So there are natural way of building resilience.
So are you saying that, for example, the child born in Ikorodu who interacts with dirt, they have naturally helped their immune system to build up,
yes,
natural resistance?
Yes.
That is a statement of fact.
That is the reality. Now, in Europe, let me compare Europe and Nigeria on a broader scale. Europeans are like people that grew up in VI and Ikoyi. Now, Nigerians are like those of us that grew up in Ikorodu.
Wait. European has Ajegunle and Ikorodu too. Where have you been?
No. Not that type of Ajegunle. Do you understand?
They have the slum. They have the project.
They have slum, yes. But then the consciousness,
okay,
of allowing children to interact with the environment.
Yeah.
Subject them to the environmental forces. let them begin to acclimatize, their system acclimatize to some of these pathogens that are localized to their environment.
Yeah.
Once they have done that over the years, it is a natural consequence. God that made us made our body to function like that. But when we protect ourselves, like the crops that were grown in the greenhouses, they cannot be as resilient as the crops that were grown on the open field.
Yeah.
Protecting crop by, you know, erecting structures to disallow pests and diseases from coming in, those plants are not strong. They are not sturdy. So the same thing with human beings. I tell some of my friends that are having children, they move to, I say, listen, allow your children to interact with the environment. Do not protect them. Overprotecting an organism from the harsh realities of this of its environment will make them so susceptible to any form of adversity that will come their way.
Look,
so for us to build resilience, allow this body at one point or the other to be exposed to the harshness of the environment which they find themselves.
I mean, this feels like this feels like agro class 101. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. 0700-993-993-993. This is Nigeria Info. We're talking about vaccines. And if you have been a part of radio since Monday, much has happened surrounding vaccine and vaccination. We want to get your view. Let's talk. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello. Good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Christopher, calling from VI.
Okay. We're happy to have you here. Please go ahead.
Yeah, on this AstraZeneca. You know, since 8 nations in the world, European nation, now they call off or let me suspend the something. I see no reason why Nigerian government should say that they should continue.
Yeah, but Nigerians haven't reported, you know, cases of blood clotting or death. So hey, why not just go ahead?
We don't have to wait till it happens. I think there should be a pause to it yet while observing the situation. They should put a hold to it yet.
Okay.
First, there should be a hold to it first while proper investigation and testing is being going on. Understand?
Okay.
The government should not put it that out there people should go for it. Man, let's put a pause to it.
Okay.
Let's observe what's going on first.
Okay. All right. Thank you,
then. The government should be looking toward that direction, please.
All right. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you and welcome to Radio Let's Talk.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joy.
Good afternoon, welcome. What's your name?
Jeff.
Okay, your background is really noisy. If you can make an adjustment, that would be good. Ooh, that was loud. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, thank you. Yeah, go ahead, please. Go ahead, we're with you. Go ahead.
So I was listening to what the agronomist said, and I couldn't help but thinking it's like the survival of the fittest.
Okay.
And I don't know how that makes me feel, like, it's only the strongest that would survive.
Okay. So do you suppose that... Let me understand you. From his theory, you suppose that only those with a strong immune system will survive?
Yes.
Then you get the vaccine. Hey, you don't have to necessarily wait. I mean, you're not waiting to die. The vaccine is set to provide about 63-point-something% protection. So, yeah, you can get that.
Thinking is maybe those that are not sure of their immune system should go for the vaccine, and those that think they are strong enough can stay without it.
No. But this is a virus, and this virus is mutating, and medical researchers are saying that look, these people need to be vaccinated. So, at what point do you feel this doesn't apply to you?
Well, with what the European countries have said about it, I don't know.
I like the fact that you don't know. This is just confusing you. All right.
It's confusing.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Take your time. It's a moving story. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. My name is Joyce. Welcome to radio. What's your name?
Hi, Joyce.
Welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Thank you.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. To me, basically, I think they should suspend this COVID-19 vaccine right now because of the reports they're getting. Except maybe let's observe Buhari and the governors and see how they react to the vaccines they've collected, you know, or they've received. So I think we should wait.
Wait. I mean, we spoke about this on Wednesday. Seeing is believing. Are you supposing that if you see it, you believe it? Is that what you're saying?
Somehow, yes.
Okay.
Because basically the vaccine actually has the side effect.
But then, you see, the president has his immune system. You have your immune system. I think it's ridiculous that you suppose or that you make the president your
Right?
Yeah, you know, that you make him the standard you're hoping to attain to. If he survives, you take it. If he doesn't, then you don't. Like, come on. He's in his 70s, I believe. You're probably younger.
So yeah, I'm younger.
The persuasion, or at least the assumption, is that your immune system is, because it's younger, might have a better fighting chance. And then you can't even compare yourself to anybody. You get a cold, it knocks you out. I get a cold, it doesn't quite knock me out. You can't say, well, because I didn't take medicine, you won't take medicine. I mean, what is the whole... Why am I stressing with all of this information if all you can do is just say you're waiting for the president to survive?
Let them look at the statistics of those who have actually had this reaction.
Yeah.
Are these older people or younger people too, or a mixture?
The lady who died, the Austria report was a 43-year-old nurse who died. She was in her 40s.
She's young.
So what's your point now? Are you taking
She's
it?
Young.
You're not taking it. Yeah,
She's
but
young.
But her immune system is what it is. You can't base your faith on the fact that, well, since she died, well, maybe I shouldn't take it. Like, you have to know a little bit more. That's why I'm really stressing bringing you all of this.
Yeah, but well, my own focus basically is why we have actually neglected our own sciences.
Have you ever thought about being vaccinated, particularly now that we're talking about coronavirus? Have you thought about getting vaccinated?
Yes, of course.
What was your conclusion?
Well, for me, basically, I am ready for vaccination.
Good.
It's safe to get it. If it's safe.
Well, you're told it's safe. You're told it's safe. The question is, do you believe it's safe?
Some people too.
Yeah, only some people. It might not react on you. How about that?
So what if I'm having maybe, or for people who are having underlying sicknesses?
Well, it depends, though. You have to speak to your doctor at that point.
Uh-huh. So not just coming, they want to give you vaccine, they just give you without proper medical check.
Well, yeah, so that's why you have to present yourself to a doctor.
But they don't do that. Those giving the vaccines, they just come around and then they give you vaccine.
So this is your paranoia. I'm not even sure if I can even touch it with reason. So I'm telling you that if they don't present themselves, you present yourself. How about that? It's your life.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think you should present yourself if you have any other condition aside the corona, the coronavirus. Yeah, you see a doctor.
Some people do not even know they have. Some people don't know they have underlying sickness.
Okay, so now I'm saying is, if you have any other condition, see your doctor. How about that? Can we move on now?
Yeah, we can move on.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think some of you are not sure what to do with all the information. Yeah, I think maybe too much information is also your problem sometimes. You just rather have someone tell you what to do and you just go and do it straight up. Otherwise, sometimes you get information, you don't know what to do with it. I think I'm sensing that, and I could be wrong. 99.3 Nigeria Info, welcome to the sunny side.
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, we are quite.
All right, go ahead. You have a minute, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, because we have to go on a commercial break.
Okay,
go ahead.
For me, I'm not interested.
Why?
I have no reason. Honestly, I don't have my reason. But from what I've even heard right now, from you saying about killing Australian, that is maybe one of the reasons I can say I have right now. If it has killed someone and the government still think they will continue giving it, then if you take it, you are taking it at your own risk.
All right.
Area Info will be right back.
.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name is Joyce. Welcome. I remember on the CDC website, they say that the AstraZeneca vaccine's efficacy is high enough to the tune of, I think they stated 63.7%. And that was, the website was last updated with that information March 4th. So apparently we had gotten our own allotment of the vaccines before that. No, we got our we got our allotment of the vaccine. And then after we got ours, the website got updated. I also noticed that on the website, a number of vaccines are also going through or undergoing phase 3 trials. Yeah? All right. And the AstraZeneca is actually one of it. Now I'm just Googling up for more information. What we see here, according to Africa CDC, February 10, 2021, vaccine is set to pretty much be here about 66.7% efficacious. So meaning that to a large degree, you get the safety that you need from the vaccine that helps you deal with this coronavirus. I think the tricky thing about this coronavirus is the fact that it mutates. So because the story is moving, we have to keep moving with it. And this is only 2021. And from what scientists are saying, it's safe to deduct, that maybe some more vaccines will have to come out to help us combat the new variants. And I'm thinking, does this have an end? Well, we don't know, and I guess scientists don't even know as well. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello. Turn off your radio.
London, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome. What's your name?
Francis Connor.
All right, real quick, Francis, give us your opinion on this issue of vaccine and being vaccinated. Are you going to get vaccinated? Have you made up your mind?
Yes, no, I'm not going to take the vaccine.
Why? Real quick.
My immune is very strong now.
Your immune is strong?
Very, very strong.
But the doctors suppose that you need to protect yourself against the worst.
Yeah, I'm doing that, you know.
What are you doing? How are you doing it?
Well, I'm keeping my environment clean and...
You're wearing your mask and washing your hands.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
And saying your prayer and hoping not to die.
Boy, Joyce, have you said hello?
Yeah.
See, I'm really pained as a Nigerian now.
Well... Because so is everybody.
See how government is messing and tightening up?
How? What did they do again?
See, Joyce, take this war to the bank.
Is this still the same vaccine? Because I really want to stay on the vaccine. I'm really managing the Nigerian reality. Don't hip
You're
on
right.
me any more than I can bear.
You're right. I'm on it, Joyce.
All right, bless your heart. Stay safe, okay? He was really going to introduce something else. All right, 99.3, Nigeria Info. It is 1 p.m. and we're ready for the headlines. Don't go anywhere. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. I promise you, after the headlines with Vaughn, we'll continue the conversation and your view with what has come out of the vaccine world, the medical world, as far as vaccine, vaccination, and blood clots go. Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Welcome. Let's talk. My name is Joyce. It's What a Week. Vaccine was a conversation we had on Monday, and much has come out of the medical world. Something we can refer to as developing stories out of the world of medicine and vaccination. Now we have a new introduction. I'm trying to make it sound fancy. Blood clots. There's nothing fancy about your blood thickening out. But yes, some people have reported cases of blood clots as a result of taking the vaccine. And the question now is, this is not supposed to alarm you. I think information is supposed to help you understand why you're making a decision and the extent to which making a decision is necessary, and pretty much know why you are even making the decision. So here you've had quite a number of things to chew on. The question is, what is your decision as far as vaccines go? Welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name? We're happy to have you. Hello, good afternoon. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Yeah, hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, how are you today?
Well, yeah, fine.
Okay, my name is David. I'm calling in from the road.
Oh, you're on the road. Thank you very much, David, for calling.
I'm back somewhere, yeah.
Okay.
Joyce, you say Nigerians, as we are the most difficult people on earth to preside over and to govern.
Really?
You know, at a point, we were dilly-dallying over whether or not we would have another lockdown. Notice of the second wave of the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what 80% of Nigerians said? They said this government is... I don't like this government any bit, and I owe no apologies about that. But Nigerians said this is a copy and paste government, that whatever happens in Europe and America, they just bring down here and swallow hook, line, and sinker without doing a local research.
Okay.
This is the same Nigeria that are now asking the government to halt. I'm not going for the vaccine. I don't know anything about the vaccine. I'm okay. My family is okay by the grace of God. I don't have...
Your defense is also the grace of God. Why do you blame other Nigerians if they choose to defend themselves?
What I'm trying to say...
My name is Joyce,
Joyce. You don't have to import whatever research work has been done, just like the agronologist said.
Yeah.
You don't have to import whatever the neuroscientists have concluded. They have a very cold region there. We have a very temperate region there. Here, they are very white there. We are very dark here. Something could have gone wrong because of their gene, and something could be going right because of our gene. But the fact that it affects people in Europe does not mean it will kill anybody in Nigeria.
Oh, I see your point. Okay.
Yeah, the fact that people are dying in their... Apologies, please. For the fact that when people are dying in Europe, in America, even some doctors said, we don't know why people are not dying in Africa from coronavirus.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. Joyce, at the count of our fingers, we can count how many known people we know that have died of coronavirus in Nigeria.
Okay.
Compare it to the United States.
Mm.
Compare it to Europe. Compare it to Italy. Compare it to Spain. Compare it to France.
So,
you know what I'm talking about.
I totally understand you, but you have enough clarity to understand that it worked differently in Europe. It certainly could be different here, given the fact that even the death rate was even different there than it was here.
That's exactly what I'm talking
about.
But
you're not going to take... Are you taking the vaccine? Have you registered?
Okay, I'm not registered.
Oh, why? You seem less interested.
I'm very less interested.
Why?
Not because it will kill me.
Yeah.
Sincerely, not because it will kill me, not because I believe it will harm me.
Because you don't have health insurance. I mean, there's got to be a reason.
Honestly, I'm not just interested. Not because I think it will harm me.
Yeah.
Not because I think it will kill my child. Not because I think it will kill my wife.
Okay.
I am not just interested. I think I'm okay. Let me just live by the normal protocols of clean environment, clean your hands, wear your nose mask, and do all the life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair.
Yeah, Joyce,
until you change your mind. Thank you very, very much for calling. I do appreciate. Well, that's one Nigerian who is not ready. I mean, he's indifferent. More like not ready. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. Speak up for us. Tell us your name.
Yes, Adishima. My name is Melody.
Okay. My name is Joyce. You can call me Joyce. That serves the day.
Okay. Compare the vaccine. I'm not going to take the vaccine.
Why? 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Hello. Can you hear us? Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
I want to remain anonymous. Is it okay?
That's fine. Thank you. It's okay.
Okay. Yes, the vaccine. I'm going to take the vaccine.
They're fine.
Me and my wife.
Okay.
The only happiness I have is that my child is not going to take it. And the only reason I'm even taking it is because I'm a scientist.
Nice.
So it's like I am constrained in this part of the world that I've always hated. And it was because of somebody that I couldn't do without that made me stay in this country. So the only reason I'm taking this vaccine is that it could be used against me if I don't take it and want to leave this country. That's the only reason. But I think it's going to... Because you talked about blood clots, right?
Yeah.
Now, let me tell
and
you...
I had talked, and I had, pardon me, and I had spoken about it earlier last year when I reported symptoms of COVID-19, of the virus reported by some people. They reported blood clots.
Let me not use up people's time. You see, this mRNA vaccine, messenger RNA, is not affecting the nucleus. So actually, there is no genetic mutations and everything. It might not cause mutation.
Okay.
But that protein that your body is starting to form, that it does naturally, you're trying to make it start... You are trying to stimulate it.
Exactly.
That means it can go into autopilot and overproduce this protein even when you don't need this protein. You get it.
Even when you don't need that protein, who knew that that was also an option? Okay, thank you.
No, it is there. It has been out there.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we didn't quite even consider that sometimes your body doesn't need it, so your body doesn't quite produce it, at a certain level until your body needs it.
Thank you. That is what mRNA does. All these GMO foods, many of them don't go to the DNA, the plasmid DNA. They go to the mRNA to prevent pests from attacking these foods when they are planted.
Absolutely.
So you are basically turning us into genetic. I'm not saying we are going to be genetic. I don't want to use that word. But
yeah,
at least we are like the hybrid food that does not allow pests to affect it. Do you understand? So I don't
totally.
Mind. For me, the mistake has been made. I've stayed in this country for more than I want to stay, and it has come to this. But for my little child, I'll have to take her out of here so that if she wants to make a decision, an intelligent decision, she wouldn't be constrained with what her dad is constrained of now.
Yeah, but if you don't take it, I mean, you say you'll take it here, but your daughter could at some point have to take it.
Well,
even if you take her overseas, because this is I mean, the way this pandemic is now is like you can't escape it anywhere you are. Maybe only North Korea has been able to escape it, really.
No, you know, children, at least by the time she gets to an age of taking this vaccine, at least more studies must have been. I'm not ruling out the fact that this vaccine could be a lifesaver. It is good. It could be good.
Yeah.
But we hadn't studied enough for us to roll it out, especially to a place that what the scientists, if they felt that they wanted to help, is to come down to Africa and really publish why are we not dying like the ones over there.
I mean, how do you print grace of God on paper? Like, how do you do that? How do you say these people are not dying because they have the grace of God? What would be the scientific?
No. It could be explained scientifically. They had done is you were the one I said that was it you? I think I was listening to this radio. They said it could be because of the vitamin D levels.
Yeah, because some doctor told me that it could have been because of the vitamin D levels.
Then why don't you come and check out our vitamin D levels and the one? Actually, they say 70% of Americans are vitamin D deficient. I've had that in papers.
Okay,
I've had that in.
Oh, really? Without the Nigerian sun. Okay.
No, without that African sun.
Okay.
We are blessed with this. The sun is the only place your body can make 125 dihydroxycalciferol completely. If you are fair in complexion, you have more advantage of making much of vitamin D by exposing yourself to the morning sun.
Okay.
People that are dark skin could make it. And vitamin D helps your cell produce what is known as toll-like receptor that prevents the attachment of viruses to the cell.
Are you sure you're not the science we should be calling now? Because you sound like you might be able to tell us what could be wrong with us.
My sister, we are in Nigeria. You know that. With what I studied, I went to NAFDAC. NAFDAC told me that they don't need me. They need a pharmacist. I told them, no. I can do this. Let me take the exam with the pharmacy. They said they are not going to let me take the exam because I don't have the pharmacy council, whatever. So this country really needs, all they need is that paper. People that are in authority only have paper. That's why I cry each day that I am in this place, because I know what I would have offered this country.
Wow, what a story. Okay. Thank you very much. But you're taking it, but you won't let your daughter take it until you believe she's old enough to make a decision for herself.
They said children between some ages are not supposed to come for the vaccine and pregnant women. So I'm happy that at least she fell into the people that are not supposed to. But if she fell into the people that were supposed to take it, what would I do? She's going to take it.
All right. Okay.
So I'm not... I'm trapped between the devil and the deep blue sea. Yeah.
I see that. Okay. Thank you very, very much for calling. Very interesting conversation. Thank you. Wow. 99.3. Nigeria Info. Welcome to radio. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear us? Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name?
Yeah, thank you. Joy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yes, I like you so much.
Okay, turn off your radio, Aladdin. You have to turn off your radio so we can
hear you. I did. I think it's better.
Okay, yes, it is. Go ahead.
All right. First of all, the last person that spoke, he said you want to be unanimous. You see, one thing with Nigerians, they don't like to say the truth. They don't want to be factual. And the man is telling you that, that if he doesn't take it, then it's against him. This is what I hate. You know, this is what I dislike about Nigeria. A governor of a state, Kogi State, he announced publicly in the television, and he said, he's not going to take it, but we're not deprived the allocation of his state, not collecting it. So what's the song in telling you that they're telling us that you don't want to take it, and you say you don't want to use it, you don't want someone to use it against you? First of all,
I don't understand why you're offended.
I'm worried about this, our country, our government, for now.
Hold on a second, though. Please wait. Why are you offended at him?
Hello?
Why are you offended at the man who just called? Can you hear me?
Why what?
Why are you offended? You appear offended at the man who just called.
No, I'm just citing what he said.
Yeah.
You get me? We see what he said is not germane.
It's not germane. That it could be used against him.
Because he wants to say the fact. That is why I refer him to a governor of a state. He make everybody know it's a position.
Have you heard that some countries have made it mandatory for the medical workers to actually get vaccinated? Have you heard that?
No, I've not heard that.
Well, so I actually heard that some countries made it mandatory that their workers get vaccinated. So imagine if your daughter was a worker there and for some reason, whether religious, cultural, whatever, she just felt like, I don't understand this virus, I don't want to take it. Then she called the radio. Then you want people to get mad at her for saying that?
Okay. Joy, that's another point you even did. My own point where I'm coming from, there was an announcement the other time that even this mask and your vaccine, the American, black, that is, that some vaccine work for them, and they don't even work for us in this country. And the man again made mention of something. This virus was not so epidemic in our country here. What is the rush? And Joy, let me refer to you what happened about 2 weeks ago. Over a buffet with some scientists, with some known scientists in this country.
Yeah.
They came out to produce a vaccine. Government did not say anything about that, about the genetics. What is good for us in our country? What is okay for us will be...
I honestly gave you the time of day because I really wanted to understand you without necessarily making insinuations. I really wanted to understand particularly why you were upset. There was nothing that the guy said that was bad or even triggering enough for you to get mad at him. What he said, he did say that, he plans to leave the country and he feels that might actually be a conversation. And guess what? Next week, we're going to be talking about COVID passports. If you don't have a passport, a COVID passport, well, you might be faced with some challenges. Let me give you an example. For example, in Israel now, if you have not been vaccinated, you cannot use any public facility. So things like the coffee shops, supermarkets, gyms, stuff like that are only open to people who have been vaccinated and have a card. So before you come in, you just show, your card saying you've been vaccinated. Yeah, if you don't have the card, you don't use any public facility. So, I mean, what did he say that you're so offended at? 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. It's Oh What a Week. How are you?
Hi, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Joyce, you should have allowed the scientists to talk more.
What did I not... Are you joking? Really?
You should have allowed him to talk more.
Oh, like, you know what? No, please don't do that. Please, just don't.
For the man that just called...
Don't.
For the man that just called, I thought the man just took a lomobita for this hot sun.
This is another one, too. I knew it. I knew it was something like that. That Nigerian fever, having a rough day, just somewhere you can just throw... I knew it. I knew it was something like that. Okay, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to radio. How are you? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, we need to speak to a few more people and quickly, too, then we'll segue into something else. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, Joyce. Wow, hallelujah. I was able to get...
Well, I'm happy you got through. Thank you very much for calling. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm on the road and you can call me Dr. X. So let's leave it at that. Okay?
Bless your heart, doctor. We could use as many doctors in our lives today than we ever needed. Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm a geneticist and two things. Yeah, I had my reservation about the vaccine.
Okay.
You know, initially, especially about COVID-19. I did my own personal research and I kind of understand, normally when you want to create a vaccine, you isolate the pathogen. Then from there, you weaken the pathogen, you store the pathogen, then you introduce the pathogen in a human body. Now, once you introduce the pathogen, the human antibody, and there is a gene called the HLA type 2 gene that helps create an RNA or protein or some sort of defense system in the body that helps, you know, kill such pathogens, like phagocytes and all of that, all right?
Yeah.
Now, for this particular vaccine, the virus, the COVID-19 virus, was not isolated,
good,
inoculated in you as a vaccine, but rather a new technology was made to create just an mRNA. A lot of people might not understand what the messenger RNA is. The DNA creates messages to enable proteins to be created. For instance, your lungs, your liver, your kidney, all of these things are a fundamental of your DNA, which is the fundamental deoxyribonucleic acid, which is the fundamental of life. So now, in an alien pattern, an mRNA is created that specifically creates a protein that looks like the spike of the COVID protein. The same kind of protein, the same chemical. I'm just trying to use layman language so we can, you know, understand. So now this mRNA is introduced into your body. Yeah, my colleague, the previous scientist that just spoke, it was very correct. It doesn't have interaction with your nucleus. So it doesn't have any form of interaction with your existing DNA.
Okay.
So it doesn't corrupt your DNA to multiply rapidly and create more proteins. But however, it is designed and sent to create that spike. And that spike has an affinity, the receptors, with certain receptors in your lungs. So, of course, the spike goes straight to the lungs. Close the lung, but because it doesn't penetrate deep inside, you know, the COVID clings to the lungs, then of course enters and corrupts the lungs, create mucuses in the lungs and collapses the lungs and all of that, the breathing issue that we all know. So now this goes to the lungs, then the body itself understands that something foreign is here, so it starts creating antibodies. Of course, then destroys that particular protein that has been created. So when the COVID eventually comes with its spike, at the spike level, the antibodies are created, so it creates a barrier between the lungs and the spike. Of course, the COVID cannot survive when it does not attach itself to whatever receptor that it gets its food from. Let me use the language food. My scientists will probably say, why are you using such language? So it doesn't attach itself to where it gets its food from.
Okay.
So what does it do? It dies. And that's the purpose of the vaccine. So my reservation is, I'm not scared that the mRNA might multiply excessive protein. I'm only scared that mRNAs interact with mRNAs. Messenger RNAs interact with messenger RNAs. Yeah, this specific messenger RNA may not have interaction with the DNA, but it does interact with other proteins, and that might create some sort of issues with a handful of people. Then also, it may also cause what we call rapid replication or protein production, whereby there will be excessive protein, and it may also clog the lung. And for those who have a very weak immune system, the question is, how then do they create phagocytes or antibodies to destroy even the fake, let me use the fake proteins that were created? And that might cause a little bit of complications. So some of the cases you heard where people have died or, you know, after taking the vaccine, these are examples of such things. Then now to Africa, I hope I'm not taking so much
time. No. Look, we've been waiting for you because we need to understand what we're dealing with here. Please go ahead.
Beautiful. So finally, to Africa, my colleague talked about vitamin D creation via the sun. It is very correct. The reason why the black people do not create enough vitamin D is because of our melanin. Melanins are proteins found on the skin, you know, the epidermal layer of the skin, you know, the protein called melanin, which causes a dark coloration of the skin. So two functions. It prevents the skin from damages, such as skin cancer and all of that, caused by ultraviolet rays of the sun. So it's a good thing for us to have a dark skin, but the upside of it is the body will not create enough vitamin D that would help in the defense mechanism of the body. So what do? We supplement for it. Thank God we have a way of creating vitamin D capsules in IUs, you know, so you can actually take maybe 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, or a maximum of 10,000 IU per day, then you have sufficient vitamin D to help boost your immune system.
Thank
so that's
you.
The reason Africans do not create enough vitamin D. But the question is, why did the COVID not kill Africans on the streets?
As we were told.
Even the United Nations, even the World Health Organization was wow that we're thinking because of the medical facility, the level of medical facilities that Africans have, they may not be able, even Americans were struggling to combat the virus, you know. Africans don't even have as much, you know, standard medical facility. So we're expecting people collapsing on the streets of Africa.
And it didn't happen.
On the side, a lot of people say God's grace. But my own personal scientific overview on what happened is this. Now, the viruses have
You have a minute. I hope that's okay. No, just 1 minute. You have less than a minute. So please go ahead.
Let me just quickly. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. 1 minute is fine. So viruses have what we call the capsid. So the capsid basically is like the shell of a virus. Yeah. And if you look at the structure of virus, viruses basically do not survive. Viruses are characterized as living and non-living things. So when they do not attach themselves to the host, they act as though they are not living, so they don't have living things characteristics. And viruses basically do not survive in certain regions. So if you look at the trends in tropical regions, which means African, South American, certain tropical regions, the virus did not really survive. So a lot of conspiracy theory came, they mixed up a mutation of the Middle East virus that can survive in a hot temperature, and the SARS, the severe acute respiratory syndrome, the virus that caused it, which is the regular COVID.
I'm sorry, Doc. I have to go off on a short break, please.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
No
Thank
problem.
You.